朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
现在知不知道耶稣基督几岁的时候才真的做儿子？
Now do you realize at what age was Jesus becoming a son?
30岁哦。
At the age of 30.
耶稣在律法之下做奴仆做了30年了。
Jesus was a slave under the law for 30 years.
这个故事当时基督徒通通都了解。
And the story at that time all Christians understood it.
第四节到第七节。
From verses 4 to 7.
就讲到现在是儿子。
Talking about now he is a son.
保罗的这幅图画。
And this picture of Paul's.
当然有两方面的意义。
Of course there are two meanings in there.
一方面从历史上来看。
From one direction historically.
以色列百姓是神的百姓。
The Israelite people, yes, they are the people of God.
他们是神的孩子。
They are children of God.
可是他们没有儿子的名分。
But they do not have the sonship.
他们没有自由。
They have no freedom.
他们依然活在律法下做奴仆。
They still live under the laws as slaves.
无法享受神的丰富。
They were not able to enjoy the abundance of God.
直至时候满足。
Until the time is full.
那当然这个不只是应用在旧约的百姓上。
Of course, this is not just being applied on the Old Testament's people.
这其实也是用在我们每一个人的身上。
This is also being applied to each and every one of us.
这就是为什么保罗在第三节说。
And this is why Paul in verse 3 says.
我们为孩童的时候。
So also when we were children.
受管于世俗小学之下。
We were in the slavery under the basic principle of the world.
也是如此。
And so also that same way.
我们也是如此。
We're so also like that.
一个人没有信主。
When a person did not believe in the Lord.
都是受管于世俗小学之下。
They were all under slavery under the basic principles of.
都是奴仆。
They're all slaves.
不但如此。
Not only that.
到了有一天。
Until one day.
神要做事了。
When God wants to do something,
神做两件重要的事情。
God will do two important things.
第一件事。
The first,
神要差他的儿子。
God will send his son.
为女子所生，且生在律法以下。
Born of a woman and born under law.
要把律法以下的人赎出来。
To redeem those under law.
叫我们得着儿子的名分。
That we might receive the full rights of sons.
这里面有两个重要的字。
Here, there are two important words here.
第一个字。
The first word.
赎。
To redeem.
赎这个字。
The word redeem.
是一个专有名词。
It's a special terminology.
是当时的奴隶市场上常常用的字。
It's a word being used in the slavery market in those days.
是你到了那个奴隶市场。
And is that when you go to the market of slavery?
有很多奴隶在那里要卖。
There are many slaves there to being sold.
那你去挑一个。
And you go and choose one.
挑一个你喜欢的。
Choose one that you like.
然后你就问他的主人。
And then you ask his master.
多少钱？
How much is he worth?
你把所有的钱付清了。
After you pay fully all the money, the price,
就可以把这个奴隶买赎回来。
Then you can buy and redeem the slave.
这个奴隶买回来以后。
After you purchase this slave.
你可以做好几样不同的事。
You can do several different things.
譬如说。
For example.
买回来以后。
After you purchase him.
他不做他以前家的奴隶了。
He no longer is a slave the things that he did in his past household.
他现在可以做我们家里的奴隶了。
Now he will be a slave of our household.
可以吧？
Is that okay?
可以的。
Yes.
你去买回来就是你家的。
Once you purchase him, he belongs to you.
就你家的奴隶了。
He's the slave of your house.
那你们现在想一想。
So now think about it.
如果有一个人。
If there's a person.
把一个奴隶买回来了。
and bring buy and bring back a slave.
然后跟他说,
and said to him,
你不用做我的奴隶了。
You don't no longer can should be my slave.
你自由吧。
You're free.
你去做一个自由人。
Go and become a free person.
请问,
let me ask you.
这个主买他的这个主人呢、啊、
This master who purchased him,
对他好不好啊
Is he good to him?
好不好
Is he good to him?
真好啊
Truly good.
你给我自由了
You give me freedom.
你替我付了我付不了的代价
You have paid the price that I'm not able to pay.
我现在告诉要干什么就干什么了
So now I can do whatever I like.
我想去哪里就可以去哪里啊
I want to go,
我是一个自由的人啊
I'm a free person.
很棒
So really excellent.
但这个主人还可以做另外一件事
But this slave can do one more thing.
The master.
A master can do one more thing.
这主人可以跟这个奴隶讲
This master can say to the slave.
你现在可以自由了
Now you're free.
但是我告诉你啊
But let me tell you.
我非常有钱啊
I'm really rich.
我有钱得不得了啊
I'm so rich.
可是我没有儿子
But I have no sons.
你给我当儿子。
Come and become my son.
你给我当儿子。
Be my son.
我所有的都给你。
I'll give you everything that I have.
请问各位。
Let me ask each and every one of you.
这个主人对这个人怎么样
?How is this master treating the slave?
这叫好的不行了对不对
?This is truly, truly excellent.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是神差他儿子耶稣基督。
This is God sending
到地上来
Jesus Christ,
成为为女子所生且生在律法之下要做的事
Born of a woman and born under laws and the things that he needs to do
那当然这节圣经没有仔细的告诉我们为什么要派他儿子来
Of course this Bible did not tell us clearly why is he sending his son
他儿子来做了什么事可以把我们赎回来
What has his son done in order to redeem us
都没有说
It didn't say it here.
但是这一节你如果仔细的去想一想
However you think about it carefully of this part of the Bible,
神差他的儿子
God sent his son.
差来的这位一定就是有神的生命才叫做神的儿子
This person that he sent definitely must have the life of God in order to be called son of God.
但是他如果只是神
But if he's only just God,
他只有神的生命
he only has God's life.
他是没有资格替一个人的罪死在十字架上。
He's not qualified to die for a man under the cross and die.
只有人可以赎人。
Only man can redeem other men.
所以他必须是生在为女子所生。
Therefore, he must be born of a woman.
所以这节告诉我们，神差他的儿子来，就讲到耶稣基督又是神又是人。
So this part of the Bible is telling us that Jesus Christ, when God sent him, he's man and he's God.
因为他是人
，because he's a man,
他有资格替人死。
He's qualified to die for man.
因为他是神
，because he's God,
无限大的神
，infinite God.
他一个人的死。
His individual death
就替所有的人死了
can die for all
把我们买赎回来
and redeem us
从罪恶的权势中买赎回来
under the bondage and power
从神的愤怒中买赎回来
redeem us from God's wrath
不但如此
not only that
还要给我们儿子的名分
he also wants to give us the sonship
这实在是一件了不起的大事
this is truly something that is so great
如果神做了这些
And if God has done that,
你满意不满意
Are you satisfied with that?
你开心不开心
Are you happy with that?
不开心啊
No.
当然开心了，太好了。
Of course we're happy.
我又不用下地狱了。
It's too good. I no longer will go to hell.
我现在是自由的。
Now I'm free.
我不做奴仆了。
I'm no longer a slave.
而且我现在不再是一个穷小子了。
And no longer I'm a poor person.
我是神。儿子的名分的人啊
I'm a person of sonship of God
神所有的丰富都是我的了
All of God's abundance belong to me now
棒极了对吧
It is truly too excellent
但神还不只做这一点
But God not only did that
神还做第二件事
God did the second thing
你们既为儿子
Since you're sons
这句话什么意思
What does this mean
就当你们成为神儿子的时候
so the moment you become a son of God,
神做了另外一件事。
God has done another thing.
神就差他儿子的灵进入我们的心。
God sent the spirit of his son into our hearts.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这里面有几个重要的真理。
There are several important truths here.
第一，
First,
圣灵的内住，
The indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
跟我们得到新生命，
And comparing to having our new life,
成为神的儿子，
To become sons of God,
是同一件事情。
It's the same thing.
同时发生。
It happens simultaneously.
今天你到任何一个地方，如果有人告诉你说你先重生得救，以后再想办法找圣灵来帮你。
If someone today you go to somewhere, someone said, "Be born again, and then we'll find something to help you."
那就是异端。
That is an heresy.
你一信主。
The moment you believe in the Lord,
神在你身上做了两件重要的事。
God has done two important things in you.
第一件是让耶稣基督来救赎你。
The first thing is allowing Jesus Christ to redeem you.
并且给了你儿子的名分。
And also give you the sonship.
第二件事。
The second thing,
神把他儿子的灵，就是圣灵。
God is sending the spirit of his son, that is the Holy Spirit.
放到我们的灵里面。
Put him into us.
我们的心原文就是我们的灵。
Our heart, is actually in the original language, is our spirit.
神为什么要把圣灵给我们呢？
So why is God giving us the Holy Spirit?
啊，他只有一句话解释。
There's only one explanation here, one phrase here.
呼叫阿爸父。
Who calls our Abba Father?
哎呀，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这个就难了。
This is difficult.
因为阿爸父。这个字的原文
Because the original language of Abba Father
不是希腊文
is not Greek
是亚兰文
is Aramean
它在英文里面最靠近的字
The closest word to the English language
是 Daddy
is Daddy
那中文有什么最靠近的呢
What is the closest word in Chinese then?
我们小的时候跟爸爸最亲最亲的时候叫他老爹。
And when we were small, the closest word, the closest intimate word is dad to our father.
这个字。
And this word.
弟兄姐妹重要在哪里？
What is the importance of this word?
这个字是耶稣基督称呼天父所用的字。
And this is a word how our Lord Jesus Christ addressed his heavenly father.
而且耶稣基督是用亚兰文。
And actually, Jesus actually used Aramean to address him.
所以这里告诉我们什么？
And so what is it telling us here?
是神把耶稣基督的特权给了我们。
Is God giving Jesus Christ special privilege to us?
已经是儿子了。
We already sons.
哎，但是不一样啊。
But it's not the same.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
神如果救你赦免你一切的罪
If God saves you and forgives all your sins
把你买赎回来
Redeem you
让你自由
And give you freedom
神让你做神的儿子
And God allows you to become children of God
天上地下所有的丰富都给了你
All abundance heaven, under heaven and earth will be given to you
但是你不能亲近他
But you cannot be close to him
你满意吗
Are you satisfied with that?
你满意吗
Are you satisfied with that?
你什么都有啊
You have everything.
什么都给你啊
Everything is given to you.
你要钱有钱啊
If you want money, you have money.
要女朋友有女朋友啊
You want girlfriends, you have girlfriends.
你想要什么都给你啊
Whatever you want is given to you.
那就一样不给你
There's only one thing that is not given to you.
你见不到神的面
You're not able to see the face of God.
你不能够亲近他
You cannot become intimate or close to him.
你没有办法叫他Abba Father.
You're not allowed to call him Abba Father.
你满意吗
Are you satisfied with that?
这是一件好了不起的事。
This is truly a manifesting thing.
一个人有没有真的得救啊
whether a person is truly saved,
很多的时候啊
a lot of time,
外面不容易看出来。
You're not able to see it from the outside.
有些没有得救的人行为很好的呀。
And some people who are not saved, they behave very well.
有些人在教会待久了，什么该做他都会做。
People when they stay for a long time in the church, long enough, they can do whatever is required of them.
什么时候该唱什么歌他都会啊。
Whatever hymns that they should sing at whatever.
什么服事他都会啊。很多人还全时间服事，很多这种的人啊。
They can do all kinds of ministries, and a lot of them are even full-time ministers.
但很可能他没有得救。
But it's very possible that they're not saved.
你怎么知道呢？
How do you know?
有一个方法可以稍微猜一猜啊。
There is a way that allows you maybe to guess a little bit.
就看这个人跟天父啊，是什么关系？
You will see it from his relationship with our Heavenly Father.
你知道有些人的祷告啊，
You see some people's prayer.
哦，创造天地的耶和华，
The Lord of Creator of Heaven and Earth.
哦，伟大的神啊，
Great God.
哦，主耶稣基督啊，
Oh Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，蛮有能力的圣灵啊，
Holy Spirit is who is full of power.
对不对？
Is that right?
都对的，这都对的。
They're all right.
但你会发现一件事。
But you will discover one thing.
这个神跟他好远啊。
But this God is so distant from him.
好远啊。
So distant.
有些人甚至会说。
Some people may.
父啊。
Father.
天父啊。
Heavenly Father.
但是你要知道，同样叫天父。
But you must know, in the same way we all call him Heavenly Father.
同样叫 Daddy，
we all still call him Daddy，
可能不一样哦。
But it may not be the same。
举个例子来帮你们了解一下。
We'll try to help you with this example。
刚刚结婚。
You just married。
最难调整的一件事。
The most difficult part to adjust is。
以前叫王伯伯。
In the past, you called Uncle Wang。
谁啊
？Who is that？
他谁啊
？Who is that？
我岳父嘛
，My father-in-law，
对吧？
Right?
叫很久了，叫王伯伯，王伯伯，王伯伯。
I've been calling Uncle Wang for a long time。
结了婚还可以叫王伯伯啊
？But after you got married, can you still call him Uncle Wang？
那叫什么
？What do you call him？
叫爸爸。
You have to call him father。
叫不叫
？Do you call him that？
我叫不叫
？Do I have to？
老老实实的叫吗？他跟我讲说叫爸爸。
I can't help
爸爸。
I just have to do it. My wife told me to, then I just have to do it.
那亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，My dear brothers and sisters，
我叫我岳父爸爸。
When I address my father-in-law as father，
跟我叫我自己的爸爸一样不一样
？Is it the same as when I address my own father, father？
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
今天你称呼这一位爱你的天父
，Today when you address this heavenly father who loves you。
你跟他有什么关系
？What sort of relationship do you have with him？
你真的跟他有那种亲密的关系吗
？Do you truly have that intimate relationship with him？
你真的知道说他是多么的疼你
？Do you truly know how much he loves you？
多么的在乎你
？How much he cares for you？
多么的宝贝你
？How much he treasures you？
你真的感受到吗
？Can you truly feel it？
你如果没有
，If you don't，
你还在做奴仆
，You're still a slave。
你没有做儿子。
You're not a son.
你亏大了。
So you really have a great loss.
也许有人问说，到底什么叫做世俗的小学
？So people may ask, what is it called, the basic principle of the world?
我只有赶快的讲一下。
I can just very quickly explain a little bit.
三章二十四节告诉我们，律法是我们训蒙的师父。
The chapter 3 verse 24 it says the law is put in charge to lead us to Christ.
然后四章第九节告诉我们
And chapter 4 verse 9 tells us
这是懦弱无用的小学
And that is a useless little miserable principles, weak.
有两个字
There are two words.
一个字叫做 weak.
The first word is called weak.
懦弱
And miserable.
Weak. 为什么说它是懦弱呢
Why is it we're calling it weak?
是因为律法没有能力把我们救赎出来。
Because the law is not capable of rescuing us.
那为什么说无用呢
Then why is it saying miserable and useless?
因为律法不能够给我们任何属天的祝福。
Because the law is not able to give us any heavenly blessings.
这些世上的小学
And these are basic principles of the world.
基本上
And basically,
就是告诉我们
is telling us,
一切，你看哥罗西书二章二十节。
And the book of Colossians chapter 2 verse 20.
那你帮我们解释。
There it tells us,
你们若是与基督同死，脱离了世上的小学，为什么仍旧在世俗中活着，服从那不可拿、不可尝、不可摸等类的规条呢？
Since you die with Christ to the basic principles of the world, why, as though you still belong to it, do you submit to its rules?
基本上。
Basically,
什么叫做世上的小学？
What is called the basic principles of the world?
就是各种外面的要求。
That is all exterior requirements.
律法上的要求。
Requirements of the laws.
好像第十节那里说。
It's just like what is said in verse 10.
谨守日子、月份、节期、年份。
Observing special days and months and seasons and years.
耶路撒冷来的假师傅。
The false teachers from Jerusalem,
就是要骗加拿大人
and they want to deceive the Galatians,
让他们在基督的救赎之外
so that they would be outside of the salvation of Christ,
再加上一些外面看得见的一些规条
they will add any tangible regulations.
And 保罗告诉他们
and Paul tells them,
你不要以为他们加的那个东西是什么更深层的、更高明的东西。
Don't think that all these things that they've added are more profound and more educated.
那个叫做无用、懦弱、无用世上的小学。
They are called weak and miserable and useless basic principles of the world.
八节到第十一节。
Verses 8-11.
是我们既然为儿子。
As it's saying that since we are sons,
我们怎么会回归回去要做奴仆呢？
Why did we come and return to become slaves?
在这里保罗再一次把做奴仆跟做儿子的对比很清楚地摆在我们面前。
And here, once again, Paul is very clearly placing in front of us the comparison of being children and sons.
以前你们不认识神的时候是给那些本来不是神的做奴仆。
Formerly, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those who by nature are not God's.
我们没有信主之前
Before we believed in our Lord,
我们都是奴仆
We were all slaves.
有些人是前的奴仆
And some were previous slaves.
现在的年轻人很多人是游戏的奴仆
Oh, so now there are a lot of young people are the slaves of the games.
更多的男生是情欲的奴仆
And a lot, many young men, they are slaves of lust.
有些人是
Some people,
名的奴仆
They are slaves of reputations and names.
面子的奴仆
People of slaves of faces, reputations.
我们没有信主的时候
Before we believe in the Lord,
不但是罪的奴仆
Not only are we slaves of sins,
不但是世界的奴仆
Not only we are slaves of the world,
我们也是这个败坏的老我的奴仆
And we are also slaves of our old selves and corruptions.
但是我现在信了耶稣了
But now that we believe in our Lord Jesus,
是认识神的
we know God.
现在既然你们现在你们既然认识神
But now that you know God,
更可说是被神所认识的
or rather are known by God,
怎么还要归回那懦弱无用的小学情愿给他再做奴仆呢
How is it that you're returning back to those weak and miserable principles and to become slaves again?
这里有一个非常非常重要的词
Here is a very important term
认识
To know
这个认识
The word know
是希腊文里面一个很特别的字
Is a very special word in Greek
这个不是头脑上的知道
It's just not a head knowledge
这是讲到个人中的经历和关系
And it's talking about the essence and relationship.
是一个意志上的选择
It's a choice of the will.
是一个情感上的爱慕
It's a love of the emotion.
是一个亲密的关系
It's an intimate relationship.
是渴望跟他在一起
That you long to be with him.
是喜欢听到他的声音
That you're pleased to hear his voice.
是怎么看他都看不够
So no matter how much you look at him, it's still not sufficient.
有些人大概知道我在讲什么。
Some people may know what I'm saying.
只是你认识的不是神。
But it's just the object is the person you know is not God.
是你初恋的那个女朋友。
It's your girlfriend of your first love.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们今天是认识神的人。
Today we are people who know God.
但是保罗说到这里，突然圣灵感动他。
But Paul, when it comes to this area here, suddenly the Holy Spirit touched him.
说更重要的。
He said more importantly.
或者说更准确的。
He said, or maybe say more rather more accurately.
是你们被神认识了。
Is that you are known by God?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们对神的认识。
Our knowledge of God.
坦白告诉你。
Honestly speaking.
是像 roller coaster.
It's like a roller coaster.
什么叫 roller coaster?
What is a roller coaster?
啊，中文叫什么？
What is it called in Chinese?
过山车啊。
Is it a roller coaster?
哇，一下高一下低啊。
It goes up and down suddenly.
哦，今天很爱主啊。
One day, today you're very much.
哇，剥饼的时候会有眼泪啊。
Are you shedding tears when you're breaking the bread and cup?
一回去面对试探，面对罪恶，早就把主耶稣忘到脑筋后面了。
As soon as you go back to the world and sins, you forgot about Jesus already.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank our Lord God.
我们不是我们认识神啊。
It's not that we know God.
是他认识我们啊。
It's or rather God knows us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
他认识你啊。
He knows you.
他渴望跟你在一起啊。
He longs to be with you.
他看你看不够。
He's not enough, no matter how much he looks at you.
他听到你的声音，他就开心了。
He's so happy as soon as he hears your voice.
你能够想象吗？
Can you imagine that?
这是什么样的爱？
What kind of love is that?
这是一个多么令人兴奋的事情。
What an excitable thing that is.
神认识我们。
God knows us.
浩瀚的宇宙中。
It's so magnificent horizons.
要找地球难死。
It's so difficult to find a brother.
要找地球
The earth
很难很难很难
It's so difficult
小小的地球上
A small earth
要找你更难
It's even more difficult to look for you
而这一位是无限大的神
And this infinite God
却如痴如狂地爱上了你
Is so seriously in love with you
这是什么样的一个令人兴奋的事情
What kind of excitable thing that is?
如果你知道神是如此的爱你
And if you know and realize that God is so much in love with you
他是要这么的跟你亲近
That he so want to be close to you
你怎么还会要去做奴仆呢
How is it that you still want to go and become a slave?
你怎么还会要去在乎那些外面的东西呢
Why do you care about those external things?
当保罗发现这些加拉太人居然回头去守日子节期
When Paul realized that these Galatians actually turned back and observed those special days and months
这让保罗的心都碎了
And it really broke Paul's heart
所以保罗在第十一节说
And Paul therefore in verse 11 he says
他有一个极深的忧虑、啊、
That he says very deep fear and worries
我为你们害怕
That I'm afraid for you.
恐怕我在你们身上是枉费了功夫。
That somehow I've wasted my efforts on you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
保罗的这个叹息。
This exclamation of Paul.
有没有可能
Is it possible?
是天上主耶稣今天对着你我的叹息呢
Is the exclamation that Jesus Christ today did on heaven towards you and I.
求神帮助我们。
Ask our God to become to help.
让我们记得。
Let us remember,
我们曾经是奴仆
once we were slaves,
现在我们已经是儿子了
and now we're sons,
我们没有必要再回头去做奴仆了
It's no longer necessary for us to return and become slaves again.
我们祷告
Let's pray.
只有你的灵能够把你的话说在人的心里
Only your spirit can speak your words into man's heart.
求你做人不能做的工作。
We beseech that you do works that men cannot do.
光照你的儿女们。
To enlighten your children.
吸引你的孩子们。
Attract your children.
改变你的孩子。
Change your children.
让我们都做你的儿子。
So that we may all become your sons.
满足你的心肠。
Satisfy your heart.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。